You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
Yo, 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 welcome back to the greatest show on earth, the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. I am your host, Xavier, sitting here with the wonderful D. D, what's up? What's pop?
What's up? How you feeling? Thank you for the introduction.
I'm feeling good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling amazing. You know, got my new seat.
Got a new seat, a new background and all that. You looking fancy today. But before we start this episode, I would like to advise all our listeners, watchers, to please subscribe, like, rate, comment, review, do all those things. We're trying to run those numbers up. So if you could do those things, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And getting right into the show. So today we got a very, very, very special guest. Shout out to my bro, Donovan Ruffin. My bro, Don, hit me up. He said, man, I got a dope person I think y'all should have on the show. Like, she killing it. Like, what she doing? So he connected us. And she's here. She's on the show. This is about to be an extremely dope episode. We're excited to have you here. So welcome to the show, Roxy. Roxy, what's good?
Hey, what's up? Thank you so much for having me, Xavier. Like, for sure. Yeah. This is amazing. I really hope that we can inspire and just get some information out to the people with the platform. So listen, I love what y'all are doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We definitely about to talk that talk this episode.
Yes, right. let's
get straight to it. So for the people who may not know who you are, do you mind just giving some background on yourself real
quick? Yes. Okay, so my name is Roxy, and I was born in California. And I moved to Dallas when I was 10, and I've always been just like an independent middle child.
Shout out to the middle child, I'm a middle child too.
Yeah, us middle children, we be into stuff.
We do, all the time.
We be setting up plays, connecting the dots, and that's just what I've been into. Like, just growing up, I've always been a go-getter. Like, my parents told me no, I would just get it on my own. And I looked up 18. I'm like doing clothes and fashion. That's really was my first passion. And I started, that was like my first entrepreneur venture, was getting into fashion and doing custom denim for people, styling people. And I realized with the fashion, it takes a lot of money to break into. People don't understand. You have to have a lot of disposable capital to get into fashion. Quickly realized that after working at a production, actually a clothing line manufacturer in Arlington. I was a production manager for her. And man, I had got into some trouble around this time also and caught like a charge.
Okay.
And this charge is like preventing me from being able to get hired anywhere. Like, Uber won't even hire your girl.
Damn.
Like,
damn.
You know, like, and at that moment, when I caught this charge, and I'm almost done with probation, actually, next month.
Congrats.
So it's been a long 5 years. Mm-hmm. I did my time with the probation and everything, but I had to make a decision 5 years ago to find something and stick with it. So I started doing lashes. Like, I started doing my friend's lashes. I started doing anybody lashes that would let me do. I started doing these little individuals. That's how I broke into, like, the lash industry. So that's what I'm doing right now. That's not what I'm doing right now. I'm sorry. That's how I started. I broke into the lash industry doing lashes. And I took, like, a little training. I asked my parents, I was like, look, I need some money. I am going to invest in myself and start doing lashes. It's a class I can take. My parents gave me the money, and I became a certified lash artist. Okay. And I started doing lash extensions. At this moment, I was, like, not licensed, but I was making money. And I knew I wanted to commit to this title. So I enrolled in lash school. Like, not a lot of people know here in Texas, they have a specialty license. They have a license just for lash extensions, whereas other states, you have to go and be a cosmetologist. You have to be an esthetician. You have to have, like, the full license just to do lashes. Texas was like, let's break it out for people. People are not becoming a full cosmetologist. People just want to do nails. People just want to do skin. So unlike a lot of other states, we have several licenses, manicure license, esthetician license, now the lash license, and the full cosmetology license. So the license that I went to go pursue was my eyelash specialty license. I did 320 hours for that. And your girl was like making money. I was making money. I was doing lash extensions, like doing some hot people in Dallas, doing crazy things, like just trying to get my name out there, doing anybody that would let me do, I was doing their lashes. And after that, what am I trying to say? I went back to school for my instructor's license. And y'all, the school that I went to, it wasn't really that great. I told myself, like, man, after I learn how to be a really great lash artist, I'm going to come back and I'm going to open up a school and I'm going to do it better. Because mm-hmm. nobody is actually giving good education. Nobody's right. actually telling people how to be a good lash artist. It's a lot of scamming going on with these lash schools and people doing certifications and stuff. And so I told myself, like, look, I don't have no kids right now. I got the time. Let me just go get my instructor's license. It was 750 hours after I had just got my first license. So I went back to school, got that license, and kind of sat on that license for a little bit, like 2 years. And then I found out I was pregnant, and I was like, okay, now is the time for me to try to open up this school, because I don't want to be behind the lash bed. I want to be able to spend time with my son, have that work-life balance, and I do not want to be behind the lash bed. So I went to work. Like, as soon as I found out I was pregnant, I got my license, got the lease for the school, did all the applications, put my curriculum together, started promoting and marketing for the school and, like, building up the hype. And we opened 2020 September during the pandemic. We opened, and it was crazy. So really, just to answer your question, what do? My name is Roxy, and I have a cosmetology school that specializes in the eyelash extension specialty license, and we help prepare students to get their lash license in Texas mm-hmm. so that they can become professionals. It's not a certification. In Texas, there's a specialty license, and that's what my school helps people obtain. So we have a 12-week online program. Your girl opened up a school and right. was like the first to put an online program together mm-hmm. because the state was like, everybody worked from home because it was COVID.
Right.
I still had to make money because I just opened up a school, and people were calling, they were interested, but they were like, do you have an online program? So as I opened up the school and just learning how to be a school owner, and at that time I was doing everything myself, enrolling people, teaching, cleaning, shopping for the school, all everything. I was doing everything by myself. And around month 8 being open, I started hiring other people, instructors. I got me a virtual assistant, and we really started moving real fast. Like, I looked up, and we had like 40 students on the roster, and it was just crazy. And 90% of them was online. Everybody wanted this online program, but no school had it. No school was operating that way. So we really took advantage of that in the market, and we are dominating. Like, we can help anybody in Texas get their eyelash extension specialty license, mm-hmm. and they can start lashing within 16 weeks. Mm. Have a business, go out, get a salon suite, start their own lash salon, like, go work at Amazing Lash in 16 weeks. Be paid off with your tuition, go take your test, get your license in your hand, and change your life. Like, I really want to tell people, like, it's been 5 years, but the success that I have right now is because I stuck to one thing. I decided to start doing lashes, and I told myself I was going to take the time to become the expert, the professional.
Right.
And then I realized there was nobody actually running a correct school. So then I said, ding dong, when you're tired of doing that, you're going to run it back and you're going to run a school. And then I found the void for the online program. And now it's like no excuse. Now it's no excuse. I want everybody to know that if you're a certified lash artist right now and you've been making money, you've been training people and you live in Texas, you need to go and get your license. And we have an online program for you. You don't have to put your kids up. You don't have to stop making money. You can do this program with 20 hours a week and be done and have your license and then go off and do everything you want to do. But it's just about that integrity. Right. I want people to have like more integrity for the things that they're doing. Yeah, you can be your own boss, but if you're not going to respond to emails, if you're not going to have business acumen, if you're not going to like show up for your business and run it properly, then just stop.
Just stop. So I want to ask you, and I definitely want to get into the lash school and everything, but something that I think that's really important that you said that you started with is that you got into some trouble, and then through that, you still found a way to start this business. But I know a ton of people who were young and made mistakes, and some people are still struggling to recover from the mistakes. Some have moved on, but I know certain situations can really, really, like, hold you back,
yes.
Like when it comes to doing so much with your life. So can you just give the listeners like some advice, like if they're in a situation similar to that, on what they can do to mentally stay positive and motivated, but also push their way through those circumstances?
You have to take accountability for the mistake that you did. Like, you have to understand the position that you're in to be able to make it out. You can't just try to cover it up, not think about it. No, I was on probation. I had to go to those classes. I had to do my community service. Mm-hmm. I had to check in. I know I have to operate like this for the next 5 years because this is something that I've done. Now, how can I stay motivated to change my life, even though this is happening in the background? You have to commit. You have to commit to the goals and the small things that it takes to achieve the bigger picture items. Like, I just want people to know that it's the accountability, it's the self-awareness, it's holding yourself accountable to these things that you set out in place, and you have to show up in that every single day. And to stay motivated, I am a big believer in visualization. Like, that's just something I'm really good at. I visualize myself doing these things where I want to be. And then I have mentors around me that are living that life also so that I can experience it. So I know that it's attainable. So you don't want to stay in your current situation. You really want to find people who are doing what you're doing. Arm yourself with these people because they have the same mindset as you. They know where you're going. They know what it takes to get there. They know the sacrifice. You have to cut off a lot of people. You cannot be tied down to people that don't have the same drive or the same as ambition as you do. It's going to slow you down. And you're going to miss out on a lot. Like, don't think that this doesn't come with sacrifice. I mean, for 4 years, there was no birthday parties. I'm missing Mother's Day because I'm doing lashes for the mothers. I mean, I'm missing all types of stuff. There was like no events. If it didn't have anything tied to me networking or putting myself out there, I was lashing. I'm pouring back into my business. I'm building my website. I'm doing models. I'm doing photo shoots. Like, I feel like people don't want to start where they are and with what they have and build on that, even if it is just a little bit. Mm-hmm. You roll up a little bit a couple of times, you got something.
For real.
That's facts. So I want to ask you this. What's the difference between the certificate and a license when you talk about this field specifically?
Yeah, so the certification, I'm a certified lash artist. That's just a piece of paper. That's not through the state. The license is through the state. I'm approved by TDLR, you know, the plumbers where they got to get approved for life insurance, the doulas. TDLR regulates all these professions. So that is the difference between the license and the certification. You get more certifications after your license. It's like continued education. It's something that you just add around your license to show people that you're staying sharp on your skills, you're investing in yourself, but it's not the first stop, especially if you're in Texas. And I get it. For the girls that are in Atlanta, for the girls that are in California, they like, man, I got to go to esthetician school. That's 600 hours. I'm not going to be able to work because I'm a bottle girl at the end of the night, and then I do my lashes during the day. Like, I'm just going to keep on trapping lashes. Like, no, sis. Go get your license. Stop lashing out your house. Go get a professional website. Stop running it up on the booking site. I get it. You want me to book there, but where is the professionalism? Where is the creativity? And then it's like, stop training people if you don't have a license. Like, come on. I get it. People asking, they want to learn, but you have to have some type of level of integrity in yourself where it's like, okay, I can see if I'm going to teach another licensed professional, like a cosmetologist who never learned how to do lashes because she went to a cosmetology school and they tell you they're going to teach you lashes, but they really don't. Then yeah, come on over here. I'll certify you. But you should not certify somebody that's never been through state board. They know blood exposure, infection control, I mean, chemical reactions, the allergic reactions. The amount of people that I've had to fix, like, until you've seen a grown woman crying because the lashes are glued to her eyelid, it's like, no, this is not good. Like, this is not safe. Y'all really need to stop. I get it. You can run it up with a bag, but it's like, there's a better way to do this. It's not for people off the street. Like, stop teaching people that have no type of proper training on doing something that involves eyes. Like, you can scratch somebody's eyeballs. You can glue their eye shut. You can poke somebody's eye out. There's so many risks that comes along with. That's another thing with certification versus lash artists. They can go and get insurance. You can't get insurance being certified. Like, what if something happens? What if somebody sues you? And right. Then you're teaching other people. What if they do something and somebody sues them? And it's like, well, I got certified by old Minx over there. Like, she the one that taught me. What are we doing right now? Like, that's why people don't take the lashes serious. They're really like, there's levels to this. Like, I see so much good work and they can't even charge what they supposed to charge because they're stuck in that mindset. Oh, I'm doing my homegirl lashes. Like, you know, I don't want to charge my clients too much. Oh, okay, but you got bills. You got to go see the chiropractor. Because the way you sit in all day,
right.
That's not good. And you doing it for 10 hours because you can't charge what you're supposed to charge. So it's just like, just slow down and build your business up so that it can survive, so that you're not like burnt out.
Right.
So why do you...
Hold on one second. Before we go into the next question, we're going to go into our first sponsor really quick. This episode is also sponsored by The Morning Meetup. One thing all successful people have in common is strong connections. If you're trying to break into the entrepreneurial world, you're looking to network with like-minded individuals, or you're looking to take your business to the next level, currently entrepreneurs from all across the country meet up every morning for a daily meeting from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern to start the day off right. If you want to join this community, there's never been a better time to try it out because for a limited time only, you can start a 7-day trial for just $1. If you're looking to get started with The Morning Meetup, you can go to www.themorningmeetup.com/$1 trial. And like as always, the link for that is in the description of this podcast episode. So I know I want to ask you, because before we started recording, we was talking about specifically people that's running the money away. And I was laughing because the conversation was funny to me. So let's go back to that for a second. You said is certain people in the industry that they running the money away. Right. I just want you to break that down.
Yeah, they really are, because they're doing these big, crazy lashes that, one, men don't like. It's not flattering on your face. It's, you look cockeyed.
Look crazy.
You look crazy. You got one lifted this way. Like, they're using different curls. They're supposed to be symmetrical. And so I feel like you got so many certified lash artists doing these crazy stuff, and then they're charging $80, $90, no more than $150. That's crazy. You're giving this service away to people that literally cannot afford it. And right. then when the people that can afford it see them out and about, they like, man, what's wrong with her face? You scaring Becky away. Becky can afford to pay you $350 for something natural, something modest, something mm-hmm. that just is everyday,
right.
something that she can wear in the boardroom. You scaring her away because you're doing Tracy's lashes like a stripper. Nobody asks for that. Unless she's going to pay you. It's a lot to maintain that strip lash look.
Oh, man.
Those long lashes are very, very damaging. They grow out twice as fast. They twist. You see girls. I know you can't see while you're driving. Their lashes are in your eyes, sis. They droop. They literally droop like... It's not cute. Oh, I really want us to just scale it back. Like, no. How about just a natural?
Thank God.
Like, if your lash, I was telling him, I was like, look, if you have a little baby tiny lash, we're only supposed to extend what you have, not 10X it. You're going to kill the hair follicle. Then we're going to look up. We all 60. Don't nobody got no eyelashes because y'all just then went crazy and ruined the hair follicle and they won't grow back. Like, I know that's not what y'all want, but it's like, come on, let's scale it back. So just to go back to it, I just feel like there's not enough people that can actually afford lashes that are, like, into it. Like, I went down to Austin, and I stayed at the Omni Barton Creek Omni Hotel. It's really nice. They have a beautiful spa in there. I go get a facial. There's no lash extensions on the menu. Then the lady that's doing my facial, she's like, I want to learn how to do lashes. I want us to do lashes here, but they won't let us touch it. And it's like, because they think of the crazy lashes that they see people walking down the street. They don't know that it could be an artistry. It can be something that's customizable. You're supposed to be able to look at somebody's face and tell that, okay, this eye is drooping. Let me use a tighter curl so it can open this eye up. Let me use something less of a curl so that it can go down so that it's balanced. It's supposed to be symmetrical. You can turn somebody's square face and give them a beautiful shape and balance out their face. That's what you're supposed to be able to do with the eyebrows and the lashes. But this stuff that y'all doing out here, anything longer than a 16, you look crazy.
Ooh, hey, look, as a man... Like I told you before, as a man, I'm so glad that you're saying this because I can speak for men. I feel like most men feel this way. We all feel like the long lashes look crazy. And we be telling women this all the time. We always say, like, because y'all start doing it look crazy. But women always say, oh, we not doing this for y'all. Stay out of women's business, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So to see another woman saying it is like,
yeah.
You preaching right now. Because we've been trying to get women to understand this. For years, like, it looked ridiculous for real.
It's not that I don't think that y'all don't like it. If it was scaled back, like, if I had my lashes done right now, you wouldn't even be able to tell. It would look like I just was born with some nice lashes. Mm-hmm. I mean, my lash artist, 10 years in the game, she is the dopest. She looks at my face. I get an M curl. You never see black people with an M curl. Like, there's so many different levels to it. And I just feel like we need to scale it back and we need to charge more for this service. Like, it's supposed to be $200 and plus, sis. Classic, $200. Hybrid, full set, $250. Volume, $300 and up. Like, I've charged $400 for lash extensions that took me 3.5 hours because it was a masterpiece. And they're all isolated. They're not stuck together. They look like they're growing out of the lash line. That's what's supposed to happen also. Y'all be doing the lashes way far from the lid, and it's like, I can tell. It's a whole line. I can tell. Like,
hey, go ahead.
So how does somebody get to that point of actually knowing how to do quality lashes?
They have to want it.
So, like, so what can they do to actually learn how to be better working?
Invest in themselves. Stop trying to learn off of YouTube. Stop trying to learn off of Instagram. Go to a quality trainer that specializes in the healthy, natural lash. It's just like healthy lash. I mean, it's just like healthy hair specialist. Like, her growing hands. Like, she specializes in healthy hair. You know, doing less, not manipulating a lot, not putting a lot of heat. That's the type of trainer you want to find if you want to be about the natural lash and make sure that it can live, because we can't do your lashes if we're ruining them. And that's what's happening. You're overextending your client's natural lash. They come back thinner and thinner every week. And then you look up 8 weeks, they have no lashes, but they're here to pay you. Right. And you put the lashes on the lid. That's what y'all do. Y'all put the lashes on the lid, then you give your client allergic reaction. They walking around with red eyes, scaring the money away. Now Becky don't want to get her lashes done and pay you $300 to do it.
Hey, you talking that talk. So all the fellas that listen to this that feel like how I felt, what I just expressed myself, please send this to your sister, girl, wife, please. Auntie, whatever. our producer even said, yeah, and send that to them. But I want to ask you this. So as a if you go into this profession, like, how much money can you make doing it like the right way? You get
you can make good money. You can make six figures. All those flyers that y'all see, like the training with the six figures on there, you can make that, but you can make it doing less if you do it the correct way.
Oh, you do it right. Okay.
Instead, y'all are doing $100 full sets, having to work 8 hours to make $100. I can charge $300 for that same set and only have to do two because my tips is going to be busting. They tip your girl real good. And I could be out in 6 hours, living my life with my kids, going to dinner, while you breaking your back, trying to make just that amount. Like, work smarter, not harder. Are y'all over outburning yourselves for people that can't even afford the service? Level up. You have to know when you're not starving anymore. Like, I get it. You're just starting out. It's been 3 months. But in 6 months, you need to raise your price. In another 6 months, you need to raise your price. You also need to make sure that your client is coming back with good retention, that they're having a good experience. You know, you don't want to be one of them people that's trying to do all this and your actual clients are not coming back. Like, that's not a good sign. You want to be making sure that you're building a book. You only need like a solid 30 people coming back for fills to make the bag. Like, let's be honest, because if the full set is 300, the fill needs to be 150 at least. It's half the work, it's half the time, it's half the price of the full set. So if you had six fills coming in at 150, you should be able to make the same amount of money as it takes to do three full sets. And that's where they're not making the money. They are not making the money on the returning client because their fills are not high enough. A lot of people don't understand that you make your money as a lash artist on the fills, getting people to come back every 1, 2, 3 weeks. And it's a different price. Like, if you come back and it takes me 45 minutes, I'm going to charge you $80. You come back and it takes me 3 hours, I'm going to charge you $175. And it's just about knowing what's on your book. You should not be taking new clients. Like, it should be just the clients that you're used to that are consistent, and they refer you people that are like them, the same quality of client like them. Not these crazy people trying to get lashes done for $80. Like, no, you're better than that. You have your stuff together. There's experience that the client comes in. It's music playing. It's clean. Can y'all cover y'all lash trays? I know y'all not covering y'all lash trays. Y'all putting lashes on people that are dusty and crusty. And y'all leaving y'all adhesive out all day, letting it just cook, and then you're like putting that on your clients, and then y'all ordering everything from Amazon. Like, do not get your adhesive from Amazon. Go to a professional quality brand that has an MSD sheet that tells you what's in it, because if that client has a reaction or something, they're going to be looking at you crazy. And I just think that if this wasn't your eyes, okay. But we are playing around people's eyes. We have to take more responsibility with this service. And I just think it's getting crazy with the certified lash techs, and then they're training people off the street, and then you have so many people getting the service, and it's just like, it's not right. We're going to end up like the nail industry. And that's what we don't want. Like, we could really all be making a bag if everybody get on the same page. If all licensed lash artists all got on the same page and said, okay, we all going to raise our classic full set up to $200. Where would people go to get quality lash work? We could, where are they going to go? We all charge the same. That's how we should be moving. And instead, you trying to compete with the old girl down the street that's lashing out of her crib. She don't have to pay no rent. She getting her stuff from Amazon. So, of course, she can charge $80. But Sarah's over here trying to go get a Phoenix salon suite paying $250. You can't charge $80. You need to charge your worth. You need to sit down, add up all your expenses, understand how much you want to make, add that in there, and divide it by how many clients it's going to take based off of how much you want to work.
Let me ask you this, because I know from my understanding, you're not even doing lashes anymore, right?
No, I had to stop because I went hard. I went hard when I was pregnant, man. And I actually, like, bummed my wrist out.
Right.
And I do models and I do exclusive clients, but...
But you elevated, though. You got your own school, so you don't have to do it no more.
Yeah, I really had to choose my school over my clients because it's like... I have to be the driver of this boat. I have to get my employees excited. I have to set goals. I have to be the leader. And it's been a long 2 years, you guys. Like, we've helped over 200 students already, and we are a new school. Mm. And, I mean, the numbers are just crazy. Like, the numbers are crazy, and the impact, the community that we're building. But it took a team. It was not just me. At one point, I had 13 employees and contractors. I had to scale it back. Now we're at 8. We just added one more person. But it's like it takes a team. It's not just myself. And I would not be able to be here if I did not understand that. Like, hey, mm-hmm. I need to, again, focus on one thing, being a school owner. How does that look? I need to carry myself differently. I have to pay the bills. I have to read contracts. I have to reach out to people for partnerships. Then I have to get with my team. I need to develop myself as a leader. Reading more books, going to more, at one point I said, I need to go back to school. I need to go to SMU and I need to go to executive leadership training because that's what I need, like to be able to scale and grow this business and give it a fighting chance. And I could not be able to do all that if I was trying to do lashes. Like, yeah, it's good money. I was just talking to my friend the other day. She's like, I want to get my lashes down. I was like, okay, $300. Let's do it. I'll be there. I'll be on time. Let's do it. And it's just like, for those moments, yes, but I cannot be accessible to the public also. Because that's one thing I've learned is people want to book their lashes and they come talk to me. And it's like, I'm not going to talk to you if I'm doing your lashes. I have to focus on doing your lashes. And it's going to take me a long time. And if I talk to you, we're going to be here even longer. You're not going to pay me extra for that.
I want to ask you, because it seems like it's kind of the stigma around, like, the lash industry and really just, like, a lot of things these days when it comes to hair, nails, all that. But a lot of people are afraid to get into it because they're like, oh, it's too saturated. There's way too many people doing it, way too much competition. I'm never going to take off because so-and-so are going to do it. Do you feel like it's that way with the lash industry, like it's too much competition right now?
No, there's not enough competition. I was just at the Lash Exchange just now watching my friend do her client, and she was complaining that all her girlfriends want to get their lashes done, but the people that they've been to do these crazy lashes. They don't do nothing natural. Like, these girls, they don't know how to do just the natural look. They know how to do the extreme look. So there aren't enough lash artists specializing, you know, just for that natural woman, the business owner, mm-hmm. the woman that works in the boardrooms, the woman that's a house mom. They don't want to have mega volume. Right. Every day. They want something more mascara-like without the mascara. And you can still charge them a lot to do that. And not enough people have that range. you see a lot of certified lash tech, they only do those big crazy lashes. They don't know how to do just a natural because they've trained their eye. Like, they don't know how to scale it back. They literally think every single person is coming for that. So there's not enough people just customizing in the art. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, my stuff is this much because I take time to look at your face. I'm going to balance the symmetry. I invest in quality products. I have 10 different curls to accommodate you. So I think there's a lot of money and opportunity, especially when you look at all the lash chains, Flirty Girl Lash, Amazing Lash, all these big chains. That's where I would get a lot of my clients, because these women are going there because they feel safe, because mm-hmm. it's a brand, they know their structure there versus finding somebody offline. So they go there first, but then they get messed up there because they don't have somebody just for them. They got Becky 1 week, they got Sarah the next week, then they got Ann the next week. There's not a luxury aspect to it. It's more just get them in, get them out, because they're on memberships. Mm-hmm. Whereas it could be luxury, like, okay, we have a relationship, I'm gonna be on time, you know the vibes, my bed is comfortable, you know I'm clean, my cart is clean, it's not dusty, it's not dark. We talk a little bit, and then you're supposed to go to sleep. It's supposed to be like an experience for you to get away from your kids, your husband, not answer your phone, and you wake up with beautiful lashes, and then that lasts for 2 weeks, and then you come back and you get a feel. Like, that's what it's supposed to be. And right now, it's just a lot of people doing trappy lashes. And with y'all doing trappy lashes, it looks like it's a lot of competition, but it's really not for the people that can't afford the service.
So how much do you charge for your school? How much does your school charge to get licensed?
So our tuition is $5,500. The application is $500. We have low monthly payment plans. We got a discount if you pay in full. And, I mean, it's a great investment. It's esthetician school is going for $9,000, $10,000. So if you're in Texas and you want to do eyelash extensions, specifically, you do not have to go to esthetician school. You can go and just get an eyelash specialty license. And a lot of these schools, a lot of these big schools, Paul Mitchell, Aveda, they sell these people. And because they have financial aid, because that's another part of the game too, like as a school owner, these bigger schools, they talk you into the cosmetology and esthetician license, knowing you just want to do lashes, because they're going to make their money on the financial aid. Whereas me, I make my money as you pay. You need to pay on time or you pay in full. Like, that's the difference. And you're paid off by the time you get your license. And we teach you how to do lashes. Whereas they're like, we're going to teach you how to do lashes, right? You get one day. Mm-hmm. You get hours. It's not 12 weeks on just lashes. Like, right out the gate, getting your license, you're further equipped than a cosmetologist or esthetician, because you focus on this one subject for 12 weeks. So you're automatically more advanced than them. That's what more people need to understand. So, I mean, our online program is comprehensive. It's for anyone in Texas, teenagers. You can enroll your daughter and she can learn this summer. And by August, she can go take her test and be licensed, like, and be trapping out the bando. Nah. I mean, at least she licensed. I would prefer to go to her than a certified lash tech. Right. Y'all got to stop with that. It's not good.
and I was just, because you said you got over 200 students already.
Yes, yeah, so then, far, yep.
And then, so y'all, if y'all listening to this,
she runs the numbers.
She running it up.
You can run the numbers. we're on our way to the 1 million this year. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to the team after looking at quarter numbers yesterday.
Just like, 2022.
Just 2022. We already at 300. Just from the one quarter. So we're going to hit 1 million. And our first year, we did $555,000. Revenue. So as a new school, I opened 3 months before 2021. So it is extremely popular. And, you know, I'm not a janky school owner, guys. Right. Like,
no, I see the brochure.
We not for everybody. Like, we will deny you. If you don't come correct, full sentences on your application with a greeting in all your emails. If you like seem like a chaotic woman that got too much going on, you just trying to come up, like, we not for everybody. We're for serious applicants. We will kick you out if you do not do your work. You get 3 days to catch up. After that, you getting dropped. And we're not going to give you a refund because we did our part. Mm-hmm. And so I just think more people, if you want to be your own boss and all this, understand what's actually going to, what it takes to get there. You have to complete school, which means you have to prioritize. You have to set out time to do your coursework, show up to your meetings, that type of stuff. And you have to finish what you started. Like, I mean, our success rate is really good. We have the highest numbers and the passing rates with TDLR, which is public record. You can go online and search all of the schools in Texas, and you can see who passed their tests, who failed. We have the highest numbers. The last batch, all 16 of our students passed their practical on the first try, which that's 100% success rate. Out of 21 students that took their written exam, 5 of them failed. And those 5, they went back and they passed. So our numbers, that's still 81% out of 21. 5 out of 21, that's 81%. So,
yeah, that's crazy.
It was hard. it was really hard, y'all. Like, unlike other programs, cosmetology school, esthetician school, you can buy your curriculum already put together through the publishers, like My Lady, you know, like a real book, like when we was in school. But for this program, there is no syllabus already put together. There is no curriculum already put together. I had to do a research paper based off the bulletin, based off of what the state requires to put my online program together. I've invested $100,000 at least within the last 8 months on videography, paying the staff, editing videos, I mean, scripts, all types of stuff to put processes in place so that we can dominate in the online. Like, there's no other school doing what we're doing.
I want to ask you something else about business, but before we go there, we're going to go into our next sponsor.
Hey, you guys. Making money outside of your 9-to-5 or your main income stream sometimes can be tough as you have limited amount of time, energy, and money. But when you invest in starting a car rental business, all of those excuses get thrown right in the trash. The car rental business is one of the easiest ways to start generating 4 to 5 figures a month in passive income. And it just got easier with the help of the Car Rental Blueprint. The Car Rental Blueprint provides information and systems you need to skip the headaches and get straight to the cash flow. You'll learn how to start, scale, and automate your car rental business quickly, even if you have limited time, money, or perfect credit. So click the link in the show notes and use the code MMPOD to get 50% off. And when the cash flow starts filling up your bank account, thank us later. Now let's get back to another amazing episode. And if you want to learn more about the car rental business, go check out episode 142 with special guest Brian.
I want to ask you, but you still kind of somewhat being fairly new in business. You started in 2020, so you fast paced, killing it. So what's
I did have my lash business three years prior to that.
Okay, so you've been in business for a minute. So I want to ask you, what's the biggest lesson you learned since being in business?
Since being in business, man, the biggest lesson is just taking ownership. Like, this is my business. Anybody that I hire is just babysitting my business. It's not their all be all. And understanding that and meeting people where they are. Like, I used to get so caught up in my employees and contractors and like try to get them to buy so much in the dream. And it's like, no, that's just not where they're at. This is your business. That's for you. It's not for them. And so just understanding that and just accountability, man. It's the accountability across the board. Another big lesson I've learned is you just need to learn how to work with less and do more. Like, man, I've spent so much money on independent contractors, just hiring people to try to get things rolling. It's like, you need to slow down and really assess the goals that you, the outcome that you want. And is this the right decision instead of just throwing money at everything? That's one thing I used to do. I used to throw money at everything. Like, okay, we got it, fix it. Let's go. We need the SEO next. We need the website next. We need the videos. And it's just like, okay, where's all this stuff going to live? Where is it going to go? Yeah. How we organize it? Like, it's a complete circle. You just can't do the first half. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to look up. You've never accomplished anything. So, I would just say knowing that as the business owner from the beginning, because I used to invest a lot of emotional ties into my independent contractors and my employees. And it's just like, they're not there for that. This is for you and owning that. So
I want to ask you, because I feel like for me, having this conversation with you is so refreshing, because it feels like there's this thing with the beauty culture where there's a lack of professionalism, for lack of better words. But it's like there's no emphasis on customer care and customer service quality and things like that. And talking to you and seeing how much you care about it and how you're setting these standards, not only for yourself, but for your students, is amazing. So I really just want you to talk on that. Like, why do you think there's this culture around it where people are not taking their customer care or professionalism that seriously?
Because we don't actually care about ourselves. Like, it really, everything comes back to self. Mm-hmm. Like, you have clients that are showing up late. They don't pay you when they no show because you're late to your appointments. You probably are not showing up for your business on the level that you're supposed to. So it's all a reflection of you. Mm-hmm. And so I think people need to, one, not go into business for themselves, like thinking that you're the consumer. Like, no, you need to figure out who you're talking to. What do they like? Mm-hmm. It's not about you. It's not about your homegirls. You're not marketing to them. They can't afford your service. The business owner, the people that are traveling, the stay-at-home moms, the people that can actually afford it, what do they like to do? How many kids do they have? What is their favorite hobby? Get in tune with that. And with the customer service, I mean, customer service makes a difference, so big of a difference in the service provider industry. We can really upsell that experience. And yes, not a lot of people take an account of that. And that's the first thing you can do if you want to raise your price, like tomorrow. You can order a lash foam on your bed so that it's more comfortable for your client. You can get a special aroma. You can get just anything that's going to add to the customer experience, making sure that you're on time, you're prepped. That's a lot of another thing when it comes to the professionalism. Like, you're running late already. Then you're going to have your client come and you still getting your stuff together. You, like, getting the table together and y'all kikiing and talking. Like, no, have respect for your business. Show up on time. Actually, show up an hour before so that you can prep, you can clean, you can get yourself together mentally and physically so that you're ready to take on that client. It's like they don't value the time. Themselves, the provider, they're not valuing the time that it takes to actually make the money. They're seeing it just, oh, I got to show up and make it. Like, no. It's a difference between working in your business and working on it. You have to be in tune with that. And I just think it just comes back to, like, self-worth. Like, I really wish people would tell me, like, girl, I'm so glad you don't do black girl lashes. Like, what does that mean? Like, because I have integrity to not, you're telling me as a client you want these long lashes and I'm looking at your lashes and they're saying no. And me as a professional, I tell you that and you want to go to somebody else. Okay, right. You're not the right client for me. Just understanding that. And that's why it's so important to know who your client is so that you can talk to her, so that she can find you, so that she can refer other people that's like her, and that you can build a book and be successful instead of just trying to do these Instagram famous girls to get clout. The clout don't last. The money lasts. And that's where you should be trying to get to. You should be raising your price every 6 months. Whoever falls off. A new client is going to come in and replace them. You're going to make more and work less. Why are you scared to take the next step? Why are you scared to send that text out? Hey, I'm raising my price in 4 weeks. This is what it's going to be. If you don't like it, I'll refer you. Here's my list of referrals. Mm-hmm. and they'll be back when they get fucked up. Like, that's what it's gonna be. And then you're gonna charge them. They're not even gonna be able to get lashes because there's no lashes there. They're gonna have to buy lash serum. Like, just be a smarter business owner and really take it serious. Mm-hmm. Take it serious. I know you starting out lashing in your apartment. I know, but take it serious. Make sure ain't no laundry around. It's clean. Really don't lash from your apartment. Like, get your license and get a salon suite. But in Texas, they do allow you to lash from home. So a lot of girls are doing that. But you have to have a separate entrance. There has to be a separate, like, place for them to park. They're not supposed to walk through your house. So the come up really is to get your lash license, have your guy put a she shed in the back of your house, because everybody got houses in Texas. Mm-hmm. And then make sure that your clients come through the back door, like in the backyard, and you have your own little lash studio right back there. Those she sheds, they're like $3,000-$5,000. Put one up, put your lash bed in there, you save money on rent. And you can just run it up. You can really make good money being a lash artist. Now, being a lash tech, you're gonna work a lot, and you're still gonna make money, but you're gonna burn out in 4 years. You're gonna have back issues. You're gonna have scoliosis. You're not gonna be able to travel.
Mm. And I only have one more question for you. My question was: so somebody, and this just could be somebody anywhere, like anywhere in the country, that wants to follow in your footsteps and do the same thing that you're doing. What's your best piece of advice for them to take action and get the ball rolling, like, right now?
Yeah, if you want to open up a cosmetology school, man, like, just understand that you cannot be behind the chair. You can't be behind the bed. You can't be still doing nails. You have to become a school owner. Like, it's a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of responsibility, because it's like you're putting people on into this industry. Like, it's a lot of responsibility. I could sell licenses if I want to. I could trap out lash licenses right now. $1,500, take your money, you get your license. Like, it'd be popping.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to do that, though. Like, I have more integrity. This is a long game for me. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be able to sell my business.
That's crazy.
I want to be able to
scale it enough to sell it eventually.
I want to be able to have a book where all the schools got to purchase my book, where everybody got to purchase my online program. I want to get the deal with the state. I want to become the My Lady. I want to franchise the school. Then I want to work with the Omni Hotel and get lashes popping with them. Like,
you on your way, and you super. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'll be 28 in June.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I was gonna say you look like you're about 26.
So I'm 27. Like, you super, yeah, 27.
No, you on your way.
I'm trying, man. Then I'm gonna take over. I'm gonna go to Africa.
Do the same thing.
Spread it out over there. Then I'm gonna go over to Dubai and spread it out over there.
Hey, don't let them know the plan. Yeah, you know, yeah. You got imitators out here.
We 10 years ahead.
I'm telling you,
like, it's such a blessing. Like, I've learned so much, and I just understand the responsibility and like really the what it takes to get there. Like, I can't be out here, like, doing crazy stuff. All of our students, they follow me on my personal social media. Like, at first, I was weirded out by that. Like, I was like, should I keep my page on private? I want to be able to live my life. But it's like, this is the responsibility. I'm the school owner. Mm-hmm. My face sells the program. Whenever I get in the marketing, whenever I get in the story, numbers go up. Mm. They can relate to me. They see a black woman being able to move in this space, y'all. Like, this is crazy. When I go to those TDLR meetings, when I'm in those Facebook groups with the other cosmetology school owners, there's nobody young, African-American, doing what I'm doing, specializing in just lashes. We not like them other schools. We do one thing, and we do it 100% excellence all the time. Like, when we say we're going to do something for you, we do it. Our students, they get their testing, whatever they spend on their test, they get that $122 back. I just sat down today and sent out checks to our students. Like, mm-hmm. that's something I don't have to do. I could tell you I'm going to do it and then don't do it. And it's all going to be good. But that's not how I operate. Mm. If you submit your paperwork, you're going to get that check. I do it every quarter, but you're going to get it as long as you do your part. As long as you do your part, you're going to get it. And that's what we're about. I see so many trappy lash schools, so many schools opening up, and they just not doing right by the money. They're not doing right by the student. They're not doing right by the industry. And that's just what I'm not about. Like, you got too many resources to be able to do this thing the correct way. And then it's just about the industry. Like, it's just about the industry. We're such a baby industry, and there's so much room for opportunity and growth. And I just see it, and I want it for everybody who actually wants it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's a bar right there.
Have and integrity that's, first.
That's facts. And before we wrap up, I just want to say.
I got one last question. Just one quick one. So just realistically, following your blueprint for someone who may have went through your school and did everything they had to do, now they're licensed. How soon after that could they potentially make six figures?
2 years. 1 year if they got crazy work ethic. Like, if they enroll in our school and they take a lot of models, like, it's all about knowing your self-worth. Honestly, I can't wait to meet a student that right out the gate, they start charging $200. Because then I'll know she's smart. Mm-hmm. She gets it. She understands what is happening here. And so the sooner that they understand that they're worth that, the quicker they can get to the six figures. It's their mindset that holds them back. Mm-hmm. But I say a year, 2 years, you can build a book. I built a book in 6 months. I moved my business from Cedar Hill, Texas, where all the people do trappy lashes, to North Dallas, where I was paying triple the rent. Didn't have no clients, just raised my price, like a 50% price increase. And in 6 months, went through that struggle, went through those days with no clients, but then still hit my girl up to come get her lashes done so I could still be proactive, so people could still see me doing something every day, lashing. They didn't know if that person was paying me. Mm-hmm. All they saw was, dang, she doing lashes she every working. Day. She working. She getting it in every single day. And that's how you get people to buy in. They're not going to buy in until you buy in. I told my clients at 6 months, one day I'm going to be charging $300. Was they with me that day? No. Did I still have clients coming in at that price point? Yes. That's just what it's about. You have to know that. You have to know that you're worth that. And you can make six figures not even having to train nobody. A lot of these girls, they get into doing lashes, realize that they have to work 10 hours to make a bag. Then they're like, okay, I'm going to train people because I can make $500 in 6 hours teaching somebody. But then that person, they're going to want mentorship. They're going to have 100,000 questions because you cannot learn lash extensions in 6 to 8 hours. So that's going to become a hassle. She's going to mess somebody up. And then you just fall into this unprofessional rat race of doing extensions and training people. And it's just like, you work in so much. Why don't you take a step back, create a strategy on how you're going to raise your prices, level up your experience, order better products. You know, lash extensions, the trays, they should cost around $20 to $30, not $5 on Amazon. Those are not the lash extensions you want to use on people. Invest, find the darkest lashes that hold their curl. That's not going to make people break out. And you know, give people an aftercare kit. Can we talk about that before I go? Clean your lashes. I know y'all paid a lot of money for them, but clean them. And if they fall out while you're cleaning them, it's probably because you waited too long to clean them. That's another thing a lot of clients would do. They would be like, well, when I clean them, they fall out. That's because you waited to clean them 10 days. Mm-hmm. Like, you're supposed to clean them the first day, the second day. At 10 days, there's so much buildup from your sweat, oil, just on your face, that when you go to brush or wash them, they're going to fall out because you weaken the bond. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to clean them every day, like brushing your teeth. And there's not enough lash artists educating their clients on that, too. And that's a part of the experience. That's a part of the service. you're supposed to, you could charge $300 if you were giving your clients a $40 aftercare kit that costs you $15 to put together, $12 to put together. That's how you get smarter. That's how you add value. That's how you get people to pay you that money so that you can work less and make $100,000.
Yes, ma'am.
Now you gave some game, but before we wrap up, I just want to say, do you mind plugging in all your stuff where people can find you, follow you, everything?
Yeah. So number one, if you're in Texas and you want to get your lash license, you can go to our website at dfwlashuniversity.com. You can follow us on Instagram at dfwlashuniversity. Same thing on Facebook. And my personal Instagram handle is the Roxy Rochelle Reese. If you want to check in with me, I do behind the scenes. Like, I'm a part of the Plano Chamber of Commerce. I just left there this morning, giving my 30-second pitch, letting the people know that we're here. I love to volunteer. Like, I love to collaborate with other business owners. So if that's something that you're about, reach out to me. The next big thing that we're trying to do is job placement for our students, really collaborating with established businesses that want lash artists, professional lash artists, whether you're going to do booth rental or commission. I want to partner and be able to send our girls to places all over Texas. And the list is getting long, 200 students. Soon we're going to have 1,000. I want to have an app so people can find our students. So it's going to get crazy.
I can't wait to see. You got our support. And D, what's your info before we wrap up?
And you can follow me on Instagram at Deanna Kent, Twitter Deanna S. Kent, and TikTok Deanna Kent. And make sure you cop the Keys to Podcasting course.
And you can follow me on all platforms at Xavier C. Miller. That's every platform there is. And once again, that's all we got for y'all on this episode of Millionaire Mindsets. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. See y'all next episode. Peace.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.